This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About here. This is the DJV experience. Anything that you have in your life that's a problem, we will fix it. When I say we, I mean me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We can easily be located on Twitter. Well, you won't find us there physically, but you can get the benefit of what it is that's going on with us and other people who want to post there at DJV Show. At Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schilling. Schilling? Schiller. Schiller. The Killer Schiller.
Schillen?
Schillen.
The Chillin' Schillen?
Chillin' with Schillen. So I have a gentleman that runs the affiliate that we're on in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, communicating with me. The radio station WMXI 98.1 FM, carrying the DJV experience. A gentleman's name is Michael Paul, who's the operations director there, writes to me, Dear Doug. He talks about how we've been on the air there for a couple of years. I listen to you every morning getting ready for my program. Hattiesburg is home to the University of Southern Mississippi. All the owners of the station are graduates. They call themselves the Golden Eagles.
Woo-hoo!
He says, I enjoy your show. I wish I had a female partner to do mornings with me. I think it adds a lot to have the female viewpoint ready to tell you how misguided you are.
I love this guy.
Smart guy.
All right, so speaking of social media, facebook.com/DJV show, where yours truly has posted several different items that came to my attention. I usually leave that to Victoria. Every once in a while, I get, I sort of stick my arms out, my tentacles, if you will, and I take a big chance thinking, all right, well, let's see if this works, if people are interested in this. So what do you see there that you're interested in, Victoria?
Well,
not much, apparently.
Well, no, I do want to remind everyone that we are still holding our works drill and saw contest that is on our Facebook page. All you need to do is like the post, like our page, and just tell us what you would do with the works saw and drill set. You posted a really super depressing video of a dog being abandoned by their family. I can't talk about that because it makes me too angry.
Yeah, what was with that?
I mean,
well, I think what I was doing was calling attention to the complete, I don't even know if stupidity is the right word. What kind of a person does that? That's what I'm calling attention to.
Yeah.
And not the fact that it was
too
done.
Bad.
I don't normally follow things like that. The dog or animal posts that you see for me are always fun. But who does that? I was hoping that someone would recognize the car and the license plate number. And
you can't really see the license plate, though.
No. Well,
that's part of the problem.
Anyway,
but
yeah. All right. So you can delete that if you want now that we made the point.
Well, it's super depressing.
Yeah,
I don't
know. But people do that. That's the thing, Victoria.
I know.
People do those sorts of things.
I know.
They even do it with the children, for God's sakes.
What the children thing doesn't bother me as much.
Oh, come on.
I'm joking.
No, she's not.
No, I'm not.
She's totally not.
No, of course I am.
Uh-huh.
Sort of. I thought this other post that you put on here was interesting. The girl who was herding sheep in Morocco on the left picture, and then on the right, it turns out 20 years later, she became France's Minister of Education.
I thought that was fascinating.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it really
is. In fact, I liked it. I just liked it. Yes, I did. And then there's some random joke about menopause that I don't get. I don't get why we have a menopause joke on here, but I know where it came from. I just don't get why it's on our page.
I don't know where. Well, because a lot of the people who listen to this program are women of that age.
I'm sure they want to be reminded even more about how awesome menopause is.
I'm not sure that that's what I get out of it. I didn't know. It didn't seem to me that it was about how awesome it is.
I'm being totally sarcastic. It's terrible.
I know it is.
Right.
All right. So,
that's our Facebook report.
Yeah. That was my attempt at adding relevant material for us to consider at facebook.com/DJV show. How about that?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, Kara, yesterday, what sort of coverage in our nation's capital did the buzz over from the Russian surveillance aircraft bring about? You'd think it was the only thing going on in the world if you watch CNN.
I think you need another Washington, D.C. reporter, because this girl doesn't watch the news, so I couldn't tell you how much buzz it had. None at all in my life.
Russian plane, so why didn't they shoot it down, would be my question. It flew over the Capitol, the Pentagon, Andrews Air Force Base, Camp David, and a secret government bunker called Mount Weather that I never heard about before. So they obviously knew it was there. Why? According to what I'm told, there was some kind of treaty in 1992, the Open Skies Treaty, which lets countries that are part of the agreement fly over other member countries. So that's why we didn't shoot it down. In the last 15 years, we have done this 165 times. Did you know that? I never knew it. I never knew that we ever did that. I never knew it was either done to us or we do it to others. Anybody here know? Or talk about the Jennifer. This is a good conversation for your other program.
I did not know.
By the way, how many things that we do on this program do you actually take with you to the other?
Sometimes a few. I thief a few. Yeah.
Only things from the Dougal News.
Right. Only stuff that you Dougal for us.
Yeah. Dictionary.com is probably the main topic on their next show. Right.
Which, if you missed it, Doug has a website of the day. It's called dictionary.com. And we've renamed Google Dougal.
Anyway.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
See how well the Dodgers are doing? I mean, really.
Yeah, you see about the food in Dodger Stadium? Did you notice?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, this is something that needs to be underscored, because the food at Dodger Stadium sucks.
What?
But the food at Fenway Park is fabulous. Upon your absence, there was a discussion of the quality of the food. As a matter of fact, that's a Facebook post.
It's not quality of food. It's food safety. Yeah. So it's the handling of the food.
We posted that at DJV Show. If you want to find out how your park compares to the Red Sox Fenway Park, and you can see at facebook.com/DJV how it all rates. And the Dodgers place is a pigsty, Genevieve.
Yeah. They're better than the Orioles, so you've got that.
Not by much.
All they do is steam hot dogs. What's going to happen to you? You're eating a hot dog. Breaking news. You're already opening yourself up for trouble. So come on.
Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium, and Oriole Park, which would be the parks that the three of us would go to, were the worst ones, except for, who was the worst? The Safeco, right? Safeco was the best.
Tropicana.
Tropicana was the worst. But, the Dodger Stadium had like 247 food violations. It was not good.
And by the way,
the team's great.
The Orioles were, I think, 26 out of 28. So I was like, I wonder what the Nationals are, because that's the other team I could go see. Yeah, they're 24. Snob. So.
Yeah.
All right, so then you can use that on your local LA show as well.
Yeah, I might take that one.
All right, okay. Here is, you can take these with you, the Drink Up Department today, focusing on millennials who seem to like a lot of rosé. The millennial rosé preference seems to be warping the traditional wine and beer markets. They've made, what is rosé? Is it just a mix of red wine and white wine together? Is that all it is?
No.
What is it?
Rosé is basically made from white wine grapes, from red wine grapes, but they pulled the skins out before the color takes shape. So it's actually usually made from like Pinot Noir. You can do rosé. That's actually my favorite kind, is to do a Pinot Noir rosé, which means Pinot Noir grapes, but they pull the skins out early in the fermenting process so that the wine doesn't turn red.
Painful.
It turns pink.
Hmm. $389 million. $389 million in rosé sales, up 150% in the last year or so. Rosé consumption increasing 57%. Beer dropping 0.6%. We did talk about beer going sort of the way of the wind. That's not a real serious drop. the amount of rosé sold in our country is very small in comparison to the number of people who drink beer. $37 billion in beer sold in this country a year versus $389 million in wine. My God.
But the rosé thing is, over the past couple of years, it's gaining in popularity. Their
you like
entire
it?
Oh,
you
I love it,
it
too. Yeah. I never used to like it until last summer I got into it. It needs to be a dry rosé. I don't like sweet, but yeah, it's incredible. Their entire the Wegmans that I go to near my parents, there's an entire section of the Wegmans liquor store, which is like a giant warehouse, and it's just all rosé.
Yeah.
It's incredible how
because it's pink, it's easy to drink.
I feel like
but
it's
you're
because
right,
of
it's
Instagram,
still dry.
Like. Everyone now takes pictures of themselves drinking rosé. And one of my friends
rosé
on Instagram,
all day.
Yeah, there are all these hashtags that go with it: rosé all day, frosé, where she makes frozen rosé and has like a nice drink. Which
how do you freeze it? It's alcohol.
You can
well,
like
get slushy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can like put ice in a blender with it and make it that way. Or can't you make like rosé ice cubes? You can just pour that in your ice cube tray and stick it in
it'll
the freezer.
It'll never freeze hard. Alcohol will not freeze hard, but you can get it to
you can
frost
get slushy
over.
Out of it. I still like beer better than wine, though, so maybe I'm in the minority.
Really? It could be.
Well, I also think there's a beer decline as well because a lot of millennials are into whiskey as well. Ugh. Like, that's become a real thing, like a big, big trend. So it's not just rosé that's taking away from the beer market. It is also other liquor and spirits.
All right. So what about the Moscow Mule cocktail, which is something you drink
scary.
Out of a copper mug?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you're drinking it from a copper mug, you could be getting poisoned. Vodka, ginger...
Cool.
Beer, what, say again, Jen?
But it looks cool, so...
It does?
There's that.
Yeah.
It has vodka, ginger beer, lime, and ice.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to drink it out of a copper mug, apparently. And that is not good for you, because copper, when it comes in contact with all of these things that are sort of acidic, it eats up the copper, and you put it in your system, and not good. Especially if your pH is below 6. That would be very acidic. It's above 7, it's alkaline. If it's below 6, it's really acidic.
Yeah.
So this is, the copper's not anything. You do need some copper in your, if you don't have copper, your hair turns white earlier. That's one of the problems with not having enough copper in your body. But it's a very delicate balance. You got too much copper in you, you can have lots of pains in your abdomen, get diarrhea. You can be, you turn yellow like jaundice and vomit and that kind of stuff. This is acute copper poisoning is rare, but there are problems if you're overexposed to copper. So if you're drinking a lot of this stuff,
so only one Moscow Mule a day is what you're saying.
Is that what it is? Who here has had a Moscow Mule?
I drink them all the time.
Yeah, they're great.
You do?
Yeah, out of the my friend has an entire set of copper mugs. Like practically every weekend at the shore, he makes Moscow Mules for everybody.
Really?
Now I'm not going to drink them out of the cute copper mug, but geez, I mean they've issued the alcohol beverages division has actually issued a serious warning about this.
Let's
so I think that this is going to affect how every restaurant serves them in the copper mug. Mm-hmm. So this is a big deal. Like Moscow Mules are super popular now.
20 past the hour.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. Laundry is not a one-size-fits-all operation, but we sure do wish it was. You'll get a lot more life out of your clothing by choosing the best cycle. For sturdy clothes, go with heavy duty. Permanent press, that's perfect for light fabrics. And delicate works for your hand washables. Temperature counts too, so choose hot for whites, cold for brights, and warm for everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come. by joining Dr. Weiss' crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
But the real, true, hardcore the Bruce people don't seem to like this. But whatever, you can crank it up, Carol, will you please, to annoy them? This is so Bruce to me. And put your hands across my engine. I like that line. All right, so anyway, the rumors are true that the boss is going to make his Broadway debut called Springsteen on Broadway. 8-week run. And the boss going to mix singing, storytelling, and readings from his book that Victoria gave me, Born to Run. I suppose I have to finish reading it by the time we get to that. I actually would like to go to this. I think.
I would.
When
this
they...
is. Yeah, we were making fun of how long Bruce's shows are and everything, and how we wouldn't really go. I would go see this.
Yeah, I would too. When is this? It's this October.
October, November, I think. October 12th starts.
October 12th.
And it runs through Thanksgiving.
906. So when do they start selling tickets?
That's a good question. I don't know. Very soon.
Check it out.
Yep.
He says, my show is just me, the guitar, the piano, and the words and music. Some of the show is spoken, some of it is sung, follows the arc of my life and my work. All of it together is in pursuit of my constant goal of providing an entertaining evening and to communicate something of value. Pretty much what we try to do here, communicate something of value. I'm not sure we get there every day, but we're at the old college try. He said he wanted to find a reliable way to keep the tickets out of the hands of the scalpers.
Yeah.
So let's see.
He's actually been at the forefront of this movement, so much so that in New Jersey and New York, they've called it the Bruce Bill. They have the legislation that they put before the House is named the Bruce Bill, basically to get rid of these bots. That's the problem.
It's pretty damnable. It really is. It's see the face value of these tickets, $145, end up paying $290 for them,
right?
Or more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, I told you when I bought 4 tickets to see the Moody Blues when they were here a month or so ago, and my two friends couldn't go, so Meredith and I were there. I sold the 2 tickets for what I paid for them, $175. And so when the guy came in, I asked him how much he paid for them. He told me $250.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of. All right, so that'd be something to check out, though. I'm going to check that out. I think you might want to go to that. Next up, musically, this is the music portion of the hour. Every hour we a focus on some music news and some of the hit makers. Coldplay, one of them. This is another one of these groups that is expanding their ability to connect with people. They've got a lot of hits for sure. Their show, I've not seen them, but I'm told that there's a lot of stuff going on stage, pyrotechnics and lots of lights and things. So
they give you bracelets when you walk in, and it just looks like a white sort of rope bracelet, and then they light up, and so everyone in the audience has a light up bracelet, and then the colors are all different. I mean, it's amazing. The whole experience is so much fun. If you've never seen Coldplay, I cannot recommend them enough.
Yeah. All right. So there's the background here, with it more the fact that there are advanced screening technologies, the more that people see how they can witness the shows. They're doing a performance at 8:30 on the 17th, which is next, is a week from now. Yeah, okay. At the Soldier Field. So that's going to be available for viewing in 50 countries via Samsung Gear VR. What is that? Virtual reality.
That's the headset that you've seen on the TV commercials where people the virtual reality headsets.
Yeah.
This would make me buy a Samsung phone because I know how great the Coldplay show is, and to see it in virtual reality must just be amazing.
These headsets sell for $114.
Yeah, so if you already have a Samsung smartphone, all you need is the virtual reality headset, the $114 headset, and you can watch this live.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish-raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The key to what's really going on is right here, right now. The DJV show. As a matter of fact, as you're listening to me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, you might think, wow, I'd like to listen to some of the other things they've done recently. So if you want a previous or current podcast of the DJV show, you can get this. Actually, if you sign up for it the right way, new podcast automatically delivered to your smartphone or any other wireless device you have. Go to blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. You get podcasts from iTunes as well. Wherever podcasts are sold, just search for DJV show. Okay, that's it. The DJV show, all one word, at blogtalkradio.com. It's travel time now, courtesy of the intelligentsia here on the DJV experience. It depends on where you're going as to whether you'll have a good time or not. I would suggest for those of you who think you ought to take a cruise of the Atlantic or the Caribbean, you might want to remind yourself that the hurricane season is upon us. In fact, the Atlantic's first hurricane has developed. The storm is called Franklin. It's aiming for the east coast of Mexico. Sustained winds at the moment, 70, 80 miles an hour. And if it's that's pretty much on the cusp of becoming a hurricane, the lower end, you get to, what is it, Category 5, and the winds can be 140, 150 miles an hour, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. So
scary
is,
stuff. Yeah, that's
yeah, right.
Always a good reminder, Mother Nature's still in charge. Even when
yes.
you get a little self-important, it humbles you right back
yes.
down.
Yes, right, exactly. So those of you who want to go to the Yucatan, maybe want to postpone.
Yucatan.
Well, that's the peninsula. Where Mexico is called Yucatan Peninsula. You didn't know that?
It's the Yucatan Peninsula. I was just there, but yeah.
I pronounce it yucca.
I know.
You can say yucca. I'll say yucca.
Okay.
Yucca, yucca.
Yucca.
Yucca, yucca. Excuse me for interrupting.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah. So anyway, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there will be more hurricanes than usual this year for the Atlantic. They've been saying that for the past 4 years, and they've been dead wrong.
I hope they're wrong because, yeah. I mean, my state of New Jersey is, like, just got out from under Hurricane Sandy with yeah. repairs and things like that.
That was, 6 years ago? How many years ago was that?
Five?
So it was really, was it?
2012?
Was it that?
Yeah, 5 years,
yeah. Yeah.
So and
it was
I hope that
right at
wrong.
The end of the season, too, as I remember.
It was very late. It was right before Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. Okay, so that's that travel situation. Now, for those of you who want to go to Gay Paris, there's a new oyster vending machine that now is...
What could go wrong?
Well, you know, they have raw milk vending machines in Europe. Why not have an oyster vending machine? A fellow named Tony Berthollet, I believe that's his name, Tony Berthollet, has introduced a vending machine that dispenses oysters day in and day out. His machine is part of a growing vending trend in France. As I said, you can get raw milk, get all kinds of things there. Just like you get Coca-Cola and water out of a vendor here, you get oysters.
And raw milk.
Yeah, raw oysters and raw milk. Let's see. How do we do that in the heat of the day? There must be, they have a little chilling. They must have refrigerated.
Sure. Well, it's like soda, like you said. I mean, that comes out cold, so yeah. I guess it's a little more temperamental with oysters, though. It has to really maintain the correct
temperature. Who would
want to
buy oysters, raw oysters, out of a
Just
display
doesn't seem
machine?
Smart.
Come on.
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
My godmother actually lives on this island off of France, and so she has been by this vending machine, which I asked her 2 weeks ago. I saw this this story, and the food bloggers were talking about it, and she said, I've been by it. And she said, I love oysters, but I wouldn't trust a vending machine. And now this story's been picked up by everyone. It's crazy. A lot of people over here, a lot of food bloggers in the U.S., say that it's very difficult to find a really good source of oysters. Like if you go to Whole Foods, they're not great, and or Wegmans or anything like that. So they kind of wish that there were vending machines.
You can find them at Rockefeller Center.
I know where to find them.
Rockefeller Center.
Oh yeah, oysters
Rockefeller. Thank you.
I get it.
Da. Next travel item: the most scenic train ride in America. And you can take the ride for $97. This looks like something I'd like to do, actually.
My mom posted this on Facebook a couple days ago saying that this was on her bucket list. And so I thought, gosh, for $97, I should take her on like a birthday weekend and do this train ride.
From L.A. to Seattle.
Yeah.
One of the most beautiful landscapes this country has to offer. The cliffs, the ocean. I took this a long time ago with my children when I'm trying to remember how old Megan and Brendan was. I'd taken them up to Seattle.
You went all the way to Seattle on the train?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
We went to the World's Fair.
30-something hours, I think. Yeah.
It was 1984 when Bob was running a radio station in Seattle because we stayed at his house. And Brendan got sick and he had to stay. Megan and I got on a little puddle jumper in Seattle and flew up to Vancouver where the World's Fair was for the day. It was one of the most fun things. It was a foggy morning, and the plane had to land. It was just the two of us and the pilot. Plane had to land in a little coastal village, which turned out to be the place where Officer and a Gentleman was filmed. Just a little. The only restaurant they had on the island was a McDonald's. But anyway, the whole point of it is that this whole area of our country, if you haven't seen the West Coast this way, this is a great way to see it. And
a very reasonable
$97.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Now,
if
you want,
if you want to upgrade to a nicer car and have your own space,
$400 if you have, you know, the roomette that has the bed and all that other stuff, which is kind of fun. And I think those things are nice. It's kind of a romantic way to travel, actually.
It used to be.
In bunk beds?
Well, train travel used to have that allure, yeah, right?
Yeah, it did. I remember once we were traveling. My mother took us, my grandparents, my mother's folks. My mother was from southern Illinois near Carbondale, a little place called Ashley. And so we would take the train from Boston to Effingham, Illinois. As a matter of fact, when I last time I drove through there, I went to the old train station, which is all closed down now. And I just remembered some of the things about that experience getting on and off the train there. But one of the trips, we were in the bunks, and I was in the same bunk with my oldest sister, and I fell out during the night. And so I climbed back up because they had ladders to get up to the upper bunk. And I fell off again and landed on a box that had my mother's hat in it. And you know how women used to carry hats in boxes? I don't think they do anymore, but they did then. And my mother was furious with me because I'd fallen out of the... She didn't worry whether I was hurt or not. She was just annoyed because I ruined her hat. And that's what I remember about traveling in the plane, in the train, folks. That's it. Now, there's one other thing here for consideration, because a lot of people are still thinking about their vacations. Some people haven't planned. They're going to go away at the end of August, or maybe they'll go in September, which is a great travel time. We're thinking of taking a couple of nights and go up the coast of Maine, which is kind of cool at in the fall. But if you can't get away on vacation, how about you do something different at home? Have you ever done that, just stayed home? People are on vacation instead of traveling someplace. Do you stay home, or have you thought about staying home? And if you did stay home, what would you change? What would you... There are a lot of things. When we have leisure time at home, we sit on the couch, maybe watch television, read a book, or play a game or something. So you don't want to do that. You want something... Vacation wants to be something different, even if you stay home. So what would you do in your house, Jennifer, if you were not going to go away on vacation and you were going to stay home? What would you change for a week?
Well, sadly, I mean, I wish that I would just stay home and not do anything, but I think I'd be kind of guilted into cleaning out closets or kind of reorganizing things. Actually, a couple of years ago, I took a week off from all my jobs and I stayed home, and I actually went through and cleaned out my kitchen and my bathroom and just got, like, did a big purge, which was great. I came home, like, coming back from that vacation, you feel good because you've done something and everything's more organized. And that was actually one of my favorite weeks off that I took, just because I did stuff for me.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Victoria. You have that small postage stamp in New York where you live. Can you imagine spending a week there and not going anywhere?
Not at home, but staycations are becoming more and more popular, and people are kind of exploring their local community and doing things that you sort of normally take for granted. So in New York City, there's a ton of stuff that
so
I would
do
that I normally wouldn't think about doing, especially on weekends, because weekends in the summertime, we leave and everybody else leaves the city. But there was one weekend this summer that we stayed in the city, and we got to go to our favorite restaurants without the lines, and it's really fun. The city feels empty.
Yeah. So, well, and you have busy time, which is normally associated with being at home, so this maybe puts your home in a different light. Kara, can you imagine yourself not going someplace for a vacation and staying there? But you have a roommate, so you probably don't want
to. Yeah, see, I can imagine myself, it would be fun to go, because there's tons of stuff in D.C. and Baltimore that I've never done, so I think it would be fun to go out and just have, like, a full day in the city and going around and exploring different things that I haven't done. But I think it would be a little bit weird for me to just have the entire week off and to just sit around the apartment.
Stay shut in.
Yeah, and my roommate would come home from work or the gym or wherever she is and would probably be like, why are you sitting on the couch? Like, why did you take the entire week off? Yeah, exactly. But I think it would be nice to just have one full day off kind of during the week when places in D.C. aren't packed. Because if you go out on the weekend in the summer, it's, you know, everybody is doing the same thing as you. They're all going out and everything is super crowded. But if I went out during the week, that would probably be cool. I could go out and do things that I haven't done before.
So, all right. So one other
give me
place
a day off during the week.
It's entirely different from any place we've been talking about so far as travel is concerned. I've been here, but most of you probably have not. The Horn of Africa, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Kenya.
The Horn of Africa is my cousin.
Really?
He's African.
He's African, yes.
Right.
There's a place, it's just north of the Tanzanian border, where a skull, there are a lot of anthropologists, and they're now opening this up for the public to go see some of these new digs in the area that is, as I say, northern Tanzania and on the southern side of Kenya, where there are lots of the remnants of volcano eruptions, the ash that's left there, and the sorts of things that are hard to dig in. They're not really easy. There are a lot of people who are trying now to make new discoveries. A lot of these people that are anthropologists, teach a lot of schools. So there's a fellow who's a prof in California at a college who took a team on an expedition to this area with a hunch. And after working on and off there for a couple of years, they have discovered a 13-million-year-old skull.
Wow.
They put it through there. Can you imagine finding a skull? This is very, very, very rare. The complete skull of a baby ape. But if you look at it, it looks just like a human skull. And that's why they're so fascinated with it, because they want to see what the connection is. You know, there are a lot of people who say life on this planet began in Africa. That's not something that I believe, but...
Where do you think life began on this planet?
I don't think on this planet. Where was the first place people were dropped? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, you mean dropped from the spaceship?
Yeah. People that came from other planets.
Where did they land?
Did you really ask this question?
I'm sorry. I went down the rabbit hole. I'm sorry.
So shall I answer it or shall I move on?
No, go ahead.
Well, I do think Africa is a place that would make sense for, depending on where in Africa, for the first people to have been dropped. But you know, obviously, because of the difference between the yellow people, the black people, and the white people, there are different planets that are involved and different things that go back, I think, probably millions of years. Who's to say whether some of the people, some of the beings that were delivered here by spaceships didn't commingle with the apes?
How do you explain if, like, black people and yellow people and white people are all from different planets, how do we all have the same DNA?
Well, that isn't... It's not up to me to figure that out. It's up to somebody who goes to other planets. I don't know. How do we know what DNA is on other planets? You're back to that business about thinking that we are the supremers, and I think that's nonsense. I think that this may be, as far as life is concerned, one of the most backward places in the universe. And we're showing it every day when we haven't figured out how to get along with one another. But no, I think that you can't, you can laugh at me if you want to, it's all right. But I think that you would find, matter of fact, the way they found this being, some guy was smoking a cigarette and he put it out and he stomped on the skull. He looked down on it and they said, "What is this?" And that's how the skull was. Imagine that.
That is nuts.
Random. It is nuts. 10:30 before the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The hour now as medicine and how to use it, the focus of lots of time here on this program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now with an overview of some of the journal information. He studies the journals every week to bring to us some of the info that will most affect us, be most helpful. And because he's a cardiologist, let's focus on cardiovascular health, circulation, heart things, that sort of thing, Ken. And it looks like the top of the hit parade has to do with marijuana and how it affects us in terms of our cardiovascular system.
Very important study out of the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology this week, Doug. Just as all these states are moving to increase the availability of recreational marijuana, this important study hits us all. People who use marijuana, they may be 3 times more likely to die, Doug, from high blood pressure than non-users of the drug. Cigarette smoking, it's a well-established risk factor for high blood pressure and poor cardiovascular health. But according to this new study, marijuana use may be even more harmful. Marijuana, it stimulates the sympathetic nervous system. This leads to increases in heart rate, blood pressure, and oxygen demand.
So what is there something in it that they add to it, or is it the natural part of...
It's the natural drug.
Really? Wow. All right. So next, the study on heart attacks. Your risk of having a heart attack depends on something that I always thought was good.
Well, calcium. And there's a test called a calcium score. And this comes out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. Calcium buildup in the coronary arteries, it increases the risk of heart attack. Calcium is good when it's in the bones. It should be in the blood, but it should not be in the walls of the circulation to the heart. People without calcium buildup in their coronary arteries, Doug, have a significantly lower risk of heart attack or stroke, regardless of also having diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol levels. These are the common risk factors for heart attacks. So individuals with no calcium buildup in their blood vessels may not have to take statins despite the presence of other risk factors that cause coronary disease. So if you're on the fence of whether you need a statin or not, sometimes getting this calcium score may be very helpful. Talk to your doctors about it.
Calcium score, all right?
You had one. Yours was zero. This is one place where you want to be a zero.
Zero. All right. And the other thing that comes from your area of specialty, the stroke rates. So if I glean correctly from the headline here, oftentimes the ladies accuse me of burying the headline, so let's not let me do that. Women having a problem with strokes. So if the declining rate of strokes in our country is a fact, that must mean men are having fewer, but not so with women. Is that the gist of this?
Close, yes. Journal of Neurology this week. Doug, there's a puzzling trend. From 1999 to 2005, the incidence of stroke declined in both men and women. But from 2005 to 2010, while the rates among men continued to drop, they stayed the same for women. Risk factors for stroke, such as obesity, high blood pressure, and irregular heartbeat and diabetes, may for some reason affect women differently than men. You can remember symptoms of a stroke, Doug, using the word FAST, F-A-S-T, face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficult, time to call 911. So F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, S, speech difficult, time to call 911 with the T.
All right. A way of dealing with these problems we've been talking about is to make sure your arteries are working at the best capacity so you have blood flow everywhere, and that's where Superbeats comes in, Kenya.
I like this product. It's natural. It has scientific evidence behind it being safe and effective. It's based on Nobel Prize winning information, 1998. Nitric oxide, it's the third important gas after oxygen and carbon dioxide in the body. It's a signaler. It helps the blood vessels relax. Oxygen can't move through the body with the red blood cells unless you have also nitric oxide to open up the blood vessels. You need the building blocks for nitric oxide. You can get them in two natural products developed by scientists at Baylor University. Superbeats, it gives you a big boost of nitric oxide if you're working out or to avoid those high caffeinated beverages. And Neo 40, just to get the building blocks maintenance level of nitric oxide level up, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
800. You ready for this? Everybody got the number? 800-655-4183. I give you the number again. Order Superbeats now. You get a month free. 800-655-4183. One more time for Superbeats now. 800-655.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.